Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual 1, for use in 2006, Lessons 25 through 49. Lesson 25, Forgiveness. Gordon B. Hinckley, Forgiveness, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 81. Use the article to supplement the lesson. Gordon B. Hinckley, You Can Be Forgiven, New Era, October 2001, page 4. Use the article in the beginning of the lesson. Lesson 26, Do Good on the Sabbath. Earl C. Tingey, Establishing Eternal Patterns, Liahona, October 2004, page 20, Ensign, October 2004, page 32. Consider using the section about the Sabbath to supplement the lesson. Toshio Kawada's Testimony, Liahona, January 2006, page 38, Ensign, January 2006, page 10. Consider using the story of Brother Kawada and his testimony in place of the story and the lesson. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 2. Lesson 27, Reverence, Dennis B. Neuenschwander, Holy Place, Sacred Space, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 71. Use the article to help explain reverence for sacred things and to discuss reverence for the Sabbath. More Than Silence, New Era, July 2002, page 9. Use the list or have the class make their own list of ways they can show reverence. Lesson 28, Respect for Womanhood. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Women in Our Lives. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 82. This article may be used as a supplement throughout the lesson. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Virtue of Kindness, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 26. Use the examples of kindness before the section about Christ-like men. Lesson 29, The Eternal Family, M. Russell Ballard. What matters most is what lasts longest. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 41. Use the beginning of the article and quotes from the Family Proclamation to supplement the discussion of families here on earth. Created in the image of God, male and female, Liahona, January 2005, page 30, Ensign, January 2005, page 48. Read the section titled, Offspring of God, when discussing that the class members are sons of God. Lesson 30, The Plan of Salvation, Richard G. Scott, Truth Restored, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 78. Use the article at the beginning of the lesson. Charles W. Dahlquist II, Four Heavenly Helps, New Era, August 2005, page 44. Use the first help at the beginning of the lesson and the other three with the conclusion. Life Before Birth, Liahona and Ensign, February 2006, page 30. Use the article to supplement the lesson. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 5. Lesson 31, Continue in Prayer and Fasting. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Law of the Fast, Liahona, July 2001, page 88, Ensign, May 2001, page 73. Use the article to explain blessings we can receive from observing the law of the fast. Carl B. Pratt, The Blessings of a Proper Fast, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 47. This article can be used as a supplement throughout the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, Number 2. Lesson 32, Tithing, Robert D. Hales, Tithing, A Test of Faith with Eternal Blessings, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 26. include Elder Hale's descriptions of how tithing is used in the section Helping God's Kingdom Grow. Spencer W. Kimball, Will a Man Rob God? New Era, March 2002, page 42. Use President Kimball's ranch example when discussing the lesson section, All Things Belong to the Lord. Lesson 33, Scripture Study, L. Tom Perry, Blessings Resulting from Reading the Book of Mormon, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 6. Add Elder Perry's discussion on sacrifice when looking at the pie schedule. A discussion on scripture study. An interview with Elder Henry B. Eyring, Liahona, July 2005, page 8. Ensign, July 2005, page 22. Include applicable questions and answers throughout the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Family Activities, Number 1. Lesson 34, Obedience. Henry B. Eyring, Spiritual Preparedness. Start early and be steady. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 37. Discuss Elder Eyring's four settings of obedience in the lesson section, We Can All Be Obedient. R. Conrad Schultz, Faith and Obedience, Liahona, July 2002, page 32, Ensign, May 2002, page 29. Discuss and define faith obedience in the introduction of the lesson. Lesson 35, The Sacrament, Thomas S. Monson, Do Your Duty, That Is Best, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 56. Include President Monson's sacrament story as a third testimony. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting, Liahona, August 2004, page 10, Ensign, August 2004, page 24. Discuss the article section, Administration of the Sacrament, after asking the final thought question. Duty to God, Priest, Quorum Activities, Number 1. Lesson 36, Testimony, M. Russell Ballard, Pure Testimony, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 40. Consider replacing the quiz by having the young men search through Elder Ballard's talk to define testimony. J. E. Jensen, Bearing Testimony, Liahona, October 2005, page 10. Ensign, October 2005, page 22. Discuss Elder Jensen's section on What a Testimony Is Not When Defining Testimony. Duty to God, Deacon, Spiritual Development, Number 5. Lesson 37, The Priesthood of Aaron. Gordon B. Hinckley, Upon You, My Fellow Servants, New Era, May 2002, page 4. Include President Hinckley's remarks on how Oliver Cowdery felt as you discuss the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood. Thomas S. Monson, Preparing the Way, Liahona, February 2001, page 2. Ensign, February 2002, page 2. Use President Monson's testimony of John the Baptist during that section. The Miracle of the Priesthood, Liahona, April 2004, page 26, New Era, April 2004, page 12. Conclude the lesson with the last question and answer from the article. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, Number 4. Lesson 38, Magnifying the Calling of an Aaronic Priesthood Holder. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Fruits of the First Vision, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 36. Share how young Elder Uchtdorf was blessed as he fulfilled an assignment as an Aaronic priesthood holder. David B. Haight, Growing into the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 43. Use Elder Haight's experiences when discussing the importance of work in the Aaronic priesthood. duty to God, teacher, spiritual development, number 1. Lesson 39, missionary work through example. Thomas S. Monson, the Prophet Joseph Smith, teacher by example. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 67. Replace one of the stories with a story from the life of the Prophet Joseph Smith and discuss his influence and example. M. Russell Ballard, The Essential Role of Member Missionary Work, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 37. Replace the handout with one outlining Elder Ballard's 3 steps to be better examples. Lesson 40, The House of the Lord, Russell M. Nelson, Young Adults and the Temple, Liahona, February 2006, page 10, Ensign, February 2006, page 12. Replace the Preparing for the Temple story with Elder Nelson's section on personal preparation for the temple. Howard W. Hunter, A Temple-Motivated People, Liahona, March 2004, page 40, Ensign, March 2004, page 38. In introducing the purpose of temples, include quotes from President Hunter's section, The Great Symbol of Our Membership, Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, number 10. Lesson 41, Sexual Purity. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Tragic Evil Among Us, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 59. Include President Hinckley's warnings about pornography in discussing sexual sin. Jeffrey R. Holland, Personal Purity, Liahona, October 2000, page 40. New Era, February 2000, page 4. Conclude the lesson with Elder Holland's 3 reasons why personal purity is so important. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. Lesson 42, Honesty. David A. Bednar, Be Honest, New Era, October 2005, page 4. Introduce the lesson with Elder Bednar's definition of honesty. D. Rex Garrett, Finding a Fortune, Liahona, September 2003, page 8. New Era, September 2003, page 8. Replace the first story with Elder Garrett's experience. Duty to God, Priest, Spiritual Development, number 1. Lesson 43, Tools for Searching the Scriptures. A discussion on scripture study, an interview with Elder Henry B. Eyring, Liahona, July 2005, page 8. Ensign, July 2005, page 22. Include applicable questions and answers throughout the lesson. Scripture Study Suggestions, Liahona, September 2001, page 29. New Era, March 2001, page 15. Hand out these suggestions at the end of the lesson. Lesson 44, Becoming a Better Home Teacher. John L. Howiter, Junior Companion, Liahona, November 2001, page 28, New Era, January 2001, page 36. Replace the first story with this one and discuss the influence of the Junior Companion. The Teacher's Quorum, Liahona, February 2005, page 44, Ensign, February 2005, page 58. Include the second question and its answers in discussing how to be a better home teacher. Duty to God, Teacher, Quorum Activities, number 1. Lesson 45, The Sacred Power of Procreation, Bruce C. Hafen, The Gospel and Romantic Love, New Era, February 2002, page 10. After the discussion of President Packer's talk, review the 8 steps to true love. The Sacred Powers of Procreation, Liahona, June 2005, page 38. Ensign, June 2005, page 26. Read 3 reasons to obey in the discussion about a Son of God who honors himself blesses himself and his family. Lesson 46. Decision Making. James E. Faust. Choices. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 51. Use this article to supplement and replace stories throughout the lesson. L. Tom Perry, Decisions, Decisions. New Era, January 2002, page 40. Use the article after the object lesson. Lesson 47. Consecration and Sacrifice. Stephen B. Ovison and Dixie Randall Ovison, Personal Consecration, Liahona, September 2005, page 16. Ensign, September 2005, page 42. Replace some of the case studies with examples of consecration from the article. Elaine S. Dalton, We Did This For You, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 89. At the conclusion of the lesson, share the story behind the phrase, We did this for you. Testify that through sacrifice, we can do great things for others. Lesson 48. The Power to Baptize. Robert D. Hales. The Covenant of Baptism. To be in the kingdom and of the kingdom. Liahona, January 2001, page 6. Ensign, November 2000, page 6. Share how Elder Hale's operations prompted him to be bold in declaring the doctrines of the gospel. Carol B. Thomas, Spiritual Power of Our Baptism, Liahona, July 1999, page 108. Ensign, May 1999, page 91. After explaining the covenant of baptism, share Sister Thomas's explanation of the effects baptism should have on us. Duty to God, Priest, Spiritual Development, Number 6. Lesson 49, Using Time Wisely. Russell M. Nelson, Now is the Time to Prepare. Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 16. Before asking class members what they would do if they had only a week left to live, share the lessons Elder Nelson learned from the unexpected death of his wife. Dallin H. Oaks, Focus and Priorities, Liahona, July 2001, page 99, Ensign, May 2001, page 82. Supplement the story of the efficiency expert with Elder Oaks' counsel about focusing on the most important things. End of the section, Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides,